We're told at 2:30 on March 2, 1959, the 32-year-old trumpet player and band leader Miles Davis took six sidemen into a New York City studio where they spent the afternoon and early evening recording three songs. On April 22nd, the same cohort, minus one of the two piano players who worked on the first date, returned to the same studio and recorded two more songs. As far as the musicians were concerned, that was the end of the story. For the rest of the world, it was just the beginning. 4 months later, the five selections were released on the album Kind of Blue. Fifty years after it was released, Kind of Blue has remained the best-selling jazz album of all time. More than 4 million copies have been sold, and the album still sells an average of 5,000 copies a week. But why this album? Out of the thousands of jazz albums ever recorded, why does Kind of Blue maintain its hold on our imaginations more than any other? The simplest response is to say, because it's beautiful. You won't find many recordings that boast more thoughtful compositions or performances of any higher caliber than the solos and ensemble work of Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, Bill Evans, Wynton Kelly, Paul Chambers, and Jimmy Cobb. The music has no weak spots. Old yet new, strange but familiar, how can music possess such contrary qualities and still sound coherent? In the case of this album, it's because the music was designed that way. It coheres because it was conceived as a whole. Each cut contributes to the whole. You don't have to know any music theory to appreciate this music, but understanding the context in which it was created does help clarify what Davis was trying to do. Since the 40s, jazz had been dominated by bebop and then hard bop, music characterized by frenetic tempos and chord changes stacked upon chord changes. It required deep musical sophistication to play that style, but while Davis had the chops for bop, had indeed been one of its prime movers, he had lost his enthusiasm. I think a movement in jazz is beginning away from the conventional string of chords, he told an interviewer 6 months before the recording of this album. There will be fewer chords, but infinite possibilities as what to do with them. He continued, classical composers, some of them, have been writing this way for years, but jazz musicians seldom have. So he deliberately went another way with Kind of Blue, supplying the barest hint of a song in each case, giving his musicians the scale or scales upon which to improvise, and then turning them loose to create their own melodies and variations. It was a return to and an exaltation of lyricism. Kind of Blue draws on the two essential tributaries of jazz, improvisation and the blues, to create music full of space and possibility, certainly music that appealed to players and listeners alike. That from Malcolm Jones in Newsweek to mark the 50th anniversary of the release of Kind of Blue in 2009. These are just some of the reasons that young players should know this recording. And at Camp Crescendo, they'll be spending time with Miles and his musicians, listening not just for chord changes, but also for the power of the silences. They'll be listening and playing a lot. Camp Crescendo is a summer musical intensive presented by the Scranton Jazz Festival at Marywood University, July 23rd through the 27th, with a performance at the festival Sunday, August 5th. Marco Marcinko, internationally known musician, educator, and artistic director of the Scranton Jazz Festival, and David Jumper, assistant professor of jazz studies and technology at Marywood, stopped in at the WVIA studios to introduce us to Camp Crescendo. Marco Marcinko.
I'll say that this program that we've been doing for numerous amount of years now is presently titled Camp Crescendo Jazz Scranton Jazz Festival student combos. That's very important because we put a lot of focus on the students playing in smaller jazz, contemporary music type of situations. And then they perform on the main stage at the Scranton Jazz Festival on August 5th. So we run the camp in July. And I could let David Jumper, Professor David Jumper, who's one of our professors at the camp and music performers at the festival, tell you when and where and all of that kind of stuff.
Camp Crescendo Jazz starts on the 23rd of July, and it's Monday through Friday, the 23rd through the 27th. And we go from 10 to 4 every day. And in the mornings, we come together and we do a lot of listening together and exposing the younger people to music they probably haven't heard before. And then we break the kids off and we work on music theory and composition. And it's not just a jazz camp per se, but like Marco said, it's a contemporary music camp more than anything. They're learning all about all the modern styles of music and the music that this country has to offer.
And one of the things that's very important, as we know when you're talking about music like this, is the sense of hearing and being able to play with people who are pros.
Yeah, we perform for the students as well as a faculty ensemble so they could hear it live in their face in person. We also play the recordings that were influential for us as well as all musicians. If you look at the history of jazz, the history of rock, the history of Latin music, world beat music, what have you, the very important recordings. So when they walk away, they get a semblance of, oh, this is what it looks like. This is what it sounds like. This is what I need to do as a student to get to that next level, to that professional level. And I will say over the years of doing this, and the Scranton Jazz Festival is 14 years old this year, we have many, many former Camp Crescendo or former Scranton Jazz Festival student combo participants that are now professionals that are playing at the festival and or touring and playing all over the world. They're out there working and making a contribution, and they're former students of ours. So this is a positive thing that we're doing and the right thing that we're doing. And where we're housed, I could let, again, Professor Jumper tell you about where we're located.
Marywood University is happy to host us. We've been there for the last few years, and we're happy there, and it's a good place. It's an academically nurturing environment.
And we have a website, of course, for this if any parents are out there listening or any students are out there listening that might have an interest in coming to the camp.
Yeah, to register for the camp, it's www.marywood.edu/campcrescendo. And there you can find out all the information and the schedules and who teaches there and how to register.
Let me just ask each of you, in your formative years as a young musician, did either of you have an experience like this, able to go to an intensive summer program?
Yeah, I actually attended Encore, which was pretty much the mainstay camp of this area. I believe I went from when I was in sixth grade through all through high school. I went for many years.
And what came out of that for you, for example?
A lot of learning and exposure, relationships, which is one of the most important things in this business, meeting people and just growing as a person and a musician at the same time. I'm sure Marco would agree that.
Yeah, you know, when I was younger, we didn't have a jazz and contemporary music camp. My whole family, we all participated at Marywood. My dad was teaching there, so we would do the wind ensemble and the choral camp, and that would happen for a week or 2 weeks in the summer. So I will say that since seventh grade, I did stuff like that. But then when I got more interested in what I do now as a contemporary musician or as a jazz musician, I ended up going to the camp at the Manhattan School of Music. And that, as you were saying, intensity, that was a very intense, eye-opening experience of, oh, this is what I really need to get together before I move on to the next place.
One other thing about this camp is open to all ages. We recommend a few years of experience on your instrument, but we've had students from probably 13 to 60 years old in the past. So it's not just for young people. It's people that want to expose themselves and improve themselves as musicians.
Yeah, and we're very open. We've even had teachers come and they just want to sit and observe for the week because maybe they're in a situation where they have to teach jazz a little bit more, jazz improvisation to their stage band students, and they need a leg up on it. So they have these professionals that are teaching at this wonderful week-long event to tap.
Yeah, we have about 22 registered for this summer. We had about I think we ended up with 25 last summer, so we're right in the same number. We don't like it to be too large because we want to have everyone get their own personal attention from all the teachers.
And besides having Professor Dave Jumper doing brass instruments, we have Professor Tom Hamilton doing saxophones and woodwinds. We have Bill Washer doing guitar. We have Tony Marino doing bass, electric bass, upright bass. Everyone also contributes doing theory as well. Myself doing keyboards and drums. And then we bring in some other guests during the week to help out, to supplement a little bit.
Pick a recording you might want to share with one of your groups.
Well, we always, one of the most, very most important recordings that we share with the students is Miles Davis's Kind of Blue recording. This is the greatest selling jazz record of all time. Maybe next in line to that would be Dave Brubeck's Time Out. But Kind of Blue by Miles Davis is the all-time highest selling jazz recording. And if you were to put it in a time capsule, that would, you know, definitely be a very important album that should go in there. So we turn the students on to that. That's one of the main things that we turn them on to. But we'll also turn them on to Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. We'll turn them on to Louis Armstrong. I mean, we try to, it's only 5 days. You can only do so much. But within those 5 days, an overview, you know, so when they walk away, they have a better understanding. Oh, here's where I need to go. If you're a trumpet player, I need to make sure that I investigate these trumpet players and do this with my music.
Marco Marcinko, internationally known musician, educator, and artistic director of the Scranton Jazz Festival, and David Jumper, assistant professor of jazz studies and technology at Marywood University, speaking with us about Camp Crescendo, a summer musical intensive. It's a week, and it's presented by the Scranton Jazz Festival at Marywood University in Scranton, July 23rd through the 27th, with a performance at the festival on Sunday, August 5th. For more information, on the web, marywood.edu/campcrescendo, marywood.edu/campcrescendo. That's July 23rd through the 27th, with a performance at the festival on August 5th, marywood.edu/campcrescendo.